What's up, guys? We made it.
We're here.
Season 8, Game of Thrones. We are minutes away. Mm-hmm. The final season is here. Thank you, guys, so much for joining us. I've got my girl Tara here.
Yes, I'm here.
She's our newbie on the panel right now. So excited. And then, of course, Professor Jeremy Dan.
GOT.
Who has some bold predictions. We did our prediction show a few weeks ago. And bold predictions. We're going to see if any of that comes through. Tara's on our live chat, you guys.
What's
so if you're watching
guys?
Right now.
Come say hi.
And can you turn it down? So if you guys are watching, make sure that you're leaving us comments. Make sure you like the page.
Oh, I think it's on yours.
Make sure that you are showing us some love. We love hearing from you guys. And we're going to be along for the entire ride for this season. So it's going to be really, really exciting. We're going to let you guys know when it's starting. And for now, though, let's just get into, like, I don't know, pre-show thoughts.
Oh,
like, Tara was saying she was feeling all the feels earlier.
I feel like I want to throw up whilst, I don't know, like, throwing my arms in the air and screaming. I don't know how I feel right now.
Is it going to be a fast start or a slow start, do you guys think?
Slow start.
Slow. Always,
slow
always. Slow GOT, right?
GOT always does slow season
slow premieres. Burn.
Last season was a little quick on the draw on a lot of things. They kind of, you know, they teleported from place to place. I'm wondering if it's going to get into it quickly. I want it to be a slow burn.
I think it's going to be a slow burn, and I think what they normally do... Oh, my God, is it starting?
No. You know what? I'm going to let them talk. They're going to interrupt me with my name. For now, I'm just going to make sure... My eyes are focused
for
when
I
it
saw
starts.
A wood scene for whatever this preview is on HBO.
So we don't miss
and
it.
And so, yeah.
Yes, so Brian and Kristen will be back. Sorry to interrupt.
Yes.
They are at the castle.
Yes, you guys. So Brian and Kristen will definitely be back next week and for the rest of the season. They went to Boston, Massachusetts. They're in a real castle doing a live watch-along for Xfinity. So if you guys want to see them, all you have to do is go on Twitter or YouTube and sign up for Xfinity and just follow them. Oh, I'm sorry. It's Instagram. And Twitter.
Yeah, you can
follow
find my
Xfinity,
Instagram.
And then you can see the live stream of our buds, Kristen and Jeremy.
We did, Ryan. I'm Jeremy.
And Ryan,
I didn't get.
I'm so excited. I can't even.
I didn't get the 6-figure contract to fly out there, man. I'm just here in the trailer, but I love it. They had some glamorous shots of them at the site. That looks like an amazing setup there. Yeah.
If you follow them on Instagram, you can see both of their stories for Ryan and Kristen. I've been watching them all day.
Yeah,
I'm super jelly.
Super cool. The castle is giving me all the feels. Just an amazing experience. So we're so happy that they got to do that.
Yeah.
And we'll be checking in on them too. And I think we have a few pictures we're going to show during our after show. So that'll be fun.
Oh,
okay.
There's a countdown.
You guys
3 minutes.
Oh, my
God.
HBO has a three-minute
countdown up right now.
That they know this is the event of the century. They should be offering, like, subscriptions for the next 10 years right now.
Completely. It was a big day today. Tiger Woods won Masters. I don't know if any golf fans out there. So he, like, totally came back. We have Game of Thrones, and I feel like there was another big sort of pop culture entertainment moment today. So
my soccer team won a big game.
Yeah.
Wow.
Congratulations.
One thing I'm looking forward to at the very beginning, I don't know if everyone's heard this, they've adapted the opening sequence. Have you guys heard this? The whole map situation, I hear there's a lot more detail and it gets a little crazier, nuttier. And
okay.
I love the geography of this show
completely.
And it's going to be a lot of fun with this news. So let's all make sure we pay attention. No one should be going and getting the snacks when the map is up.
You have 2.5 minutes, guys. Get the snacks now. Do your bathroom breaks. I mean, I have a feeling we're going to be glued to this the entire time, as we always are for Game of Thrones.
Oh, my God.
Always. But I love the opening sequence. They always tweak it a little bit each season, depending on what they're focusing on or if there's a new area. So I'm curious to see what they do.
It's too late to go to the bathroom now.
Too late.
Just going to have to hold it.
Well, maybe they'll put a new countdown up so people will be able to tell.
Exactly.
We can start yelling the countdown and they can tell.
Yell it?
Gosh.
I get that thing where, like, I sit down in a movie theater and I know the movie's about to start and I get the nervous pee feeling where I'm like, I have to urinate.
Like, I should have gone. It's like the car ride.
It's
you're
like that.
Oh, my mom told me to go to the bathroom and I didn't do it.
That's
now,
how I am right
here
now.
Here we are.
It's terrible.
Here we are. Ooh, Big Little Lies. Did you ever watch that?
Yes. It's a great
so
show.
Good. Coming
so
back
good.
To 9th with Meryl Streep.
God, where's the countdown? Give us the countdown.
Oh, I'm so excited.
Oh, my God. I can't handle this
it's
right
Ned.
Now.
He's coming back this episode?
I know. Why are they showing Ned?
My heart is beating out of my chest.
Oh, my God. All the best moments. This was a highlight for me when Daenerys came out with the dragons.
Oh, my God.
Oh, Ygritte. They're married in real life, you guys.
That's
you know nothing, Jon Snow.
Oh, Catelyn. This is hard. Right? I'm like,
they're going to show all the dead. Oh.
My gosh. Oh, Cersei. Will Cersei get what's coming to her, you guys? Do you think she'll get it, or she'll come out victorious?
I feel like she's going to... I hope she gets
gonna get it.
Oh, Joel.
Oh my god, everyone's so excited. Ryan says, can't wait. The Queen of Regals, wait till commercial. Oh my gosh, it started on HBO Now. So excited. So excited.
We are ready. Oh my god, 3, 2, 1.
Wait, what?
Starts now. We're going to do it, guys.
Here we go.
Chat us in the comments.
I'm going to sing along. I'm going to make up my own lyrics.
Oh, here we go.
Oh.
Okay, this is important. They show specific things.
He's going to talk about it with Samwell.
Yep.
Maybe they're going to take on Last Hearth. Get a lot more soldiers.
I love the Dothraki army. Yeah, you will.
Yeah.
Ride that dragon.
Argo Kristen loves Bran, so I'm curious to see what happens. Heart can't take this. You're living it. Ah, here we go, guys. Oh my gosh.
Here's the map.
Yeah. Oh, the wall with the dragon, the hole.
It's like dominoes.
Oh my god.
Last Hearth. We haven't seen that one yet. And they can go to Carhold. Oh no, that's
Javel.
How cute was that moment where Jon and Sansa were on the roof and they get the raven, and she's like, winter has come.
Yeah.
And then he's like, Dad always said it would.
Said it was.
So
are they down? Okay, that's the main hall. Now they're in the crypts.
The crypts are going to be very important. Remember I told you in the preview, there were statues.
Teaser,
there were statues of Arya, Sansa, and
Jon.
Right, and Jon.
Yeah.
All
there
in the crypts.
Are they showing different stories on the bands? Those are the bands.
I don't know.
Of
we're
going
to have to like play-by-play this after. And for the live show, guys, make sure the after show you stay with us. After our watch along, we have the after show. We'll be breaking down this entire episode.
Valyrian the Dread Skull. That's the first time we've seen that.
That's the first time. This is like, a lot of this is new.
Oh.
Still the same houses.
The same houses. Oh, I'm so excited, you guys.
That Ned Umber.
A young Bran.
Oh. It's meant to parallel that because it's like Bran at the beginning of episode one.
Mm-hmm. Season one, episode one. Maybe it's a young fee. Oh, no.
Oh.
Army of the Unbullied coming in.
Oh, because Danny's coming to Winterfell. That's what's happening. But I don't know who this little boy is. So Danny is going to visit.
He's climbing just like Bran in episode one.
I don't like kids climbing up trees anymore after the show.
Nope.
Beautiful shot. Miranda Holly says, hey, what's up, Miranda? Thanks for joining.
Wow, that's a pretty big column there.
Beautiful. The Queen of Regal, I hope King's Landing falls. We'll see what happens. I don't think it's going to be this episode, though.
I don't think King's Landing is going to show up that much.
For a while, yeah. There she
oh
is.
Oh my god, get it, girl!
We haven't seen Dany on a horse in a long time, since her Dothraki days.
Yeah,
she learned for this show. Her first acting and her first horse riding.
My gosh, Arya. Oh. Arya's gonna be trouble.
I can't. Oh my god.
Oh, he hasn't seen
it. Yeah, that's what I mean. It's like a reunion. Okay.
Oh my gosh.
She just said something.
Right? Dawn, it's me, Arya.
If you see something, say.
Yes. Oh my god.
There he is. You thought he was dead, boo boo.
Is he on the list still? He is, right? Officially.
I don't know if she took him off or what happened. She knows that guy.
Oh
my god, everyone's coming together.
Oh, look at the smile. That's a little...
They were buddies.
They were buds.
A little teen love?
I don't know. Oh, she's not good. Oh, I can. Do you want me to turn the whole thing up?
Yeah, I guess a little bit.
They haven't seen exotic people like these before.
She's speaking in louder. Yeah,
it's foreigners.
No better.
I like that smile.
Who is she
smiling
to?
Smile.
Guys, I was changing the volume.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Arya's face is telling a lot of stories.
I know,
stories.
I love that.
That's
she's
the
such,
first time.
She's so expressive. Dany, I love Dany because she knows what she is. Like, she's like such a strong, confident female character.
Oh my god, Sansa's too.
Arya just did a great job, or Maisie. Of Maisie acting
did.
With, like, five or six facial expressions.
It was amazing. I'm so excited.
Hey, Anne. Hello from down under.
Hi, Anne.
Welcome. If the Hound is still on her list, I think you're asking.
He was at one time
was,
because of the baker's boy.
But then she thought he was dead.
So
who knows?
She technically didn't
was...
kill him. Oh my god! All these reunions, I can't. Oh,
I see.
Oh.
A kiss. Don't tell him. Don't tell him now.
He's gonna tell him episode 7. Hugging Sansa? Where'd he go? Oh. Danny.
Mormont's there. Little Mormont with, and there's her uncle
Mormont.
Across the way. I hope we get an exchange.
Oh.
Oh, okay. Wow. Nice to meet
you. Oh my God. Oh. Oh, I love her. Jeez.
Ooh. Ooh. Gave her political capital.
Oh my God, Sansa does not like Dany. Really? This is what they're squabbling over? I just... Now's not the time, people.
The wall fell. Maybe.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
They do not like
they
each other.
They do not.
Ooh, drama. I love
it. Now's not the time.
That'll be temporary, I think. I think.
Of course it will be, but like.
But right now I'm into it.
Look, is that Dragonglass?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, Gendry
knows what's up.
Get those weapons going. Is he going to learn to make Valyrian steel?
Yeah, maybe. He'll know. He's a great blacksmith.
What'd you say?
A great blacksmith.
Oh, I thought you said a great body. That too.
That too, maybe.
Moment for old friends. Unlikely, but old friends.
Jade is real.
Oh, then he died.
That's a great line. She's well disposed toward.
I'm going to quote that.
Yeah, Philly Prince.
Yeah, oh.
I'm with Sansa.
Playing next level. Three-dimensional.
A little bit of a little
now
finger
Now that Cersei
move.
Doesn't have children, she has nothing to live for. That was her only saving grace.
They must know that no armies have passed the southern keeps.
Right. I mean, they have, like, that'll be confirmed sooner or later. Hug. Oh my god, the reunions. I love it.
I mean, this really brings her back to her little girl time. They had some great scenes just in that first episode. Second. Needle. Once or twice. Wait, how did I predict?
Jeremy Dan and his predictions, guys.
Mm. Mm. Yeah, your sister's back, bro. Yeah, Pam, all the snaps to Sansa.
That smile.
Oh my god. Cersei is out of control.
There's
this is
the Golden Company.
The Golden Company.
I hope we see some elephants, but I don't know if we will. Oh.
Oh. You're on.
Oh, who's this cutie though? Helming the ship.
Yeah, that guy's a total like.
Who's hanging out with Greyjoy?
I think I saw him on the Masters today. He's a golfer. Yara.
Yara. There. I'm kind of over the Greyjoy plotline, honestly.
Yeah. I do want to see where it's coming in.
Oh, that's amazing.
Tied up and sit down.
All these men, it always comes down to that, honestly.
Leading with downstairs.
It would have been too expensive to film them.
Captain Strickland.
Everyone's got it coming for sure, Philly. Oh. Let down. It's coming. Let's do it. All right, I did it. But... Ooh. Ooh.
This is a good life lesson, though, in, like, dating. Huh? Oh my God, don't piss off Cersei.
Oh, first date?
What?
What's happening?
What? Wait. Did she just wave him through? Oh. I love him.
I love Ron.
He is one of my favorites. Oh my God, they just get right to it.
Okay. This is not sexy foreplay talk.
It's been a while since we've had a brothel scene.
Ooh. We have a war to fight, guys.
I feel like when you have blue, it's not a good time to talk about war.
Oh.
Oh. Wow. Oh,
she will come for free, sir. Oh.
Oh, wow.
Oh,
that what he shot
Tywin
with?
Yes.
But she he said brothers, meaning Jaime as well?
Yeah, no. Jaime and
she would never
Tyrion.
Kill Jaime.
There is the prophecy that her a little brother or sibling would kill her.
He will never kill Jaime. Or Tyrion.
He's been talking about that castle, though, for so many seasons.
I know,
seasons.
But Bronn, maybe Jaime, but he would never kill Tyrion.
I agree. I mean,
did they just actually?
Who is that back there? Oh, my God. Wow, that happened.
Oh, ooh. My gosh.
Ooh.
Dared ooh. Bring up Jaime.
Is she drinking wine?
Always.
Always.
She drinks wine for breakfast.
So she's not play acting. We thought about the wine in the pregnancy. Ooh.
Cool.
Good chemistry.
Confidence. Two confident people.
Oh.
He's touching, her belly. Oh.
But she claims to. Oh my God. So she's drinking. Okay. I'm
just, oh. Okay. At least we didn't have to see it.
She can dump it out.
She doesn't care.
They didn't have the Surgeon General's.
Oh.
Oh. Wait, where is this? Oh, it's the Theon raid.
Oh, to get Yara.
Badass.
Making up for it now. Ooh. Oh!
Love the sound effect. She tried to cut him free. This is...
Yep. This is payback because he jumped off the boat when she was about to die. You deserve that.
Yeah, but like, also thank you.
Yeah, I totally agree. I get why she'd be a little mad.
Yeah.
Good. That makes sense. Yeah, I like that move. Of like, you left me to die, but you're saving me now. Thank you.
I need to remember that for my next confrontation.
Yeah.
They got her.
That seemed a little easy, no? But he was busy with Cersei, so... Oh, can they not cross water? We never thought about that.
Well, the Night King, they talk about them not being able to swim. Whites. His hair's grown out. How long has it been?
Oh, love. I mean, this is a chance for Theon to, you know,
make up for everything.
Come back and.
This is Karstark. Karstark sigil.
Oh.
The sun. I wonder if the Umbers are going to get out if they advance on that spot.
How cold. Can't this war be in, like, the desert?
Jan Royce is actually popping up a lot of places. The General of the Veil.
Beats the Onion.
Winterfell finally looks like King's Landing. They're people.
I know. Just like, why can't they put all this stuff... Like, I guess until they see the White Walkers, no one will get it. But I'm like, guys, like...
Been a slow start. I think in about 5 minutes we're gonna have some sort of action.
I'm very much enjoying everything.
Slow in a good way.
These are the facts.
Oh, she loves him. Oh.
He's all about ultimatums.
Oh.
No Lannisters.
I love Dothraki language. Oh, because they're sad.
They're going to get weak.
Because they lost each other.
I wonder if this is when
is there not enough food?
I don't think there's enough food.
The ride. I think they ride together.
Yeah. Old. Wouldn't like it either.
They're gonna ride.
This is so cute.
Oh my god. Oh, I love it. Yes, no.
Only
idea.
A real Targaryen could ride a dragon.
Hey, hey.
Oh my god, this is amazing. This is everything.
Oh my god.
Guys, tell us what you think about this scene in our live chat.
This is like romantic comedy.
The effects are top notch, really.
I love that Danny's just like, whatever.
Oh! Yes! This is making my life right now.
This is like the ultimate seal of approval.
Oh my god,
like,
yeah.
Forget the stepkid.
Now,
like,
yes.
Is my dragon, like, is he down for this guy?
It's locked in now.
Oh my god, the special.
Oh! This struggle is real. I love it. Wave down below, John.
I think that was my guy with the beard.
Reed?
Well,
he looks terrified.
This is everything.
I know, Pam. They are so cute. I love this scene. Great.
Oh, so beautiful.
Oh, God. Dive.
Oh my god.
I'm getting that.
I don't even like roller coasters.
Yeah, the roller coaster feeling.
Oh my goodness. Oh.
In that moment, John is realizing what a badass Daenerys is.
Are they going to go find a cave to, like, make out in?
Right?
This is the romantic theme music, by the way.
It is.
Whoa.
Wow. Wow.
Well, that's a good little day trip. Oh
my goodness, I have goosebumps.
Didn't Bran say there's not time for this?
Yes, there isn't time for this, but I'm liking that we're making time for this.
We're going to make time. Oh.
Danny is such a badass. Oh my god. I like her. Wardrobe is also really important in the show, and I love
how it's all. Oh, what's happening? Ooh. Oh, wow. The
something?
Dragon stare
Will
down.
The dragon's turn?
He's making Valyrian steel, I bet. Maybe not yet.
I know. I feel like the dragons know that it's incest, and they're like, I don't know if this is right.
No, that's right to them.
Jeez.
Oh, Arya. This is their reunion. Oh
my gosh.
With both of them.
He still was on her list. But I think they have an understanding now.
Are they gonna hug?
He's gonna kneel.
Ooh.
Wow.
Sound.
What is that? Is that like nunchucks?
A dagger?
Snap, sorry.
It's like a teen comedy.
I know. Oh, Sansa.
They brought 75,000 men back. Yeah. Knows she's more strategic than him now.
I
know. He has to convince her.
Oh, guys.
You know, we haven't seen Jamie yet.
I know.
I wonder if he's going to be like...
But he was riding off from King's Landing. There's no way he could have
been. Oh, Samwell!
I love
him.
Oh,
the burning.
Oh, and...
Is that Jorah?
Is that Jorah with her?
I can't
think so.
See.
Yes. Yes!
They just wouldn't.
I killed your father.
Oh, no.
Where it all comes down.
Just realizing it. This would have gone around. Would have known this by now. Oh. I think this is...
He is really just...
Indeed. Oh my God, this is so painful. This is so painful. This is so painful.
Oh my God.
Oh. Oh my God, Sam.
Gonna call him Lord Tarly now?
He doesn't want to be a lord. It doesn't matter to him.
And I have to now.
I think he would have known all of it.
But he's been away and.
He's been on the road. I don't know how he would. The only ones who knew would be her, the Dothraki, and Tyrion.
There would have been rumors about.
And now he's gonna go to Jon. Do you think he's gonna go to Jon and tell him that she's not a just queen? Sam and him have such a special relationship.
I feel like he might have a run in.
I just think there would have been news of the first major dragon attack, like hundreds of years.
Is he upset Bran didn't tell him?
Well, Bran knows.
Bran knows everything.
Yeah.
Why didn't you tell me?
He might tell the intention.
God, they're not going to do this. Sam has to do it. Sam has to do a lot of stuff that Sam does not want to do.
Here we go.
I don't know if they're going to do it.
Poor guy is right, you guys.
Guys, we're 46 minutes in. I don't know how long this episode's going to be, but major stuff is probably going to happen in the next 10. Did Sam trip over something? He's not very coordinated.
Poor Sam.
Oh, they're down in the crypts, yeah?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. You didn't know he was there? Ooh. Oh my god. I didn't think this was going to happen to episode one.
Peeking so
but
soon.
But he's not going to believe him. He's not going to believe him, and there's going to be a whole thing.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
It's happening now. Yep.
I'm dead right now, you guys. We've been waiting for this for 8 seasons.
I didn't think we'd get it in the first episode. That was about 90%.
Oh my god, wait, oh my what's
god.
He gonna do?
Oh my god. Is he mad at... Does he think he's playing him because of death?
What are you doing? I don't want to not be his part.
Oh my god. Oh my god. Oh my god.
Oh, did he do this in part? Because he's down on Danny.
That's treason, he said?
He agreed before he even...
Yeah, that's what she did the same, what just said.
No, she'd ask you to bend the knee.
Burn you to a crisp.
Yeah, with her.
Now, what is this? Is this Last Hearth? They're dead people.
I can't tell the light right in here.
Oh, is that the Castle Black? That's Tormund.
Oh, Tormund.
Beric.
Gosh.
Are those blood blotches? It's hard to see. That look like Castle Black?
I'm too shocked from the last... You guys are not shocked by that last scene at all.
I am, but yes. I knew. I mean, I
can't even focus on what's happening because oh I'm God. Like...
Really?
But we have to earn our paycheck.
yeah.
Well, we know in the previews, Dolorous Edd is in a scene with them. Turn on your flaming sword. You guys think it's Castle Black? There's Ed.
Oh.
That doesn't look like Castle Black to me.
There's no carvings. And this is a Lord of Light guy, right? This is a Lord of Light guy.
That's Barriss Dondarrion. I think it might be Last Hearth, and maybe the Night Watch. Night's Watch was retreating, and this is going to be.
Oh, the little boy who ran in the beginning.
The art.
The Umber Boy. Oh my God! Because he was running back to his bannermen.
Oh boy. Yep.
Did he just open his eyes?
Oh my God! Oh my God! Oh my goodness! Oh my goodness! Oh,
that was right out of a horror film. This is like,
oh my God!
Yeah, goosebumps all over. That's in the shape of a sigil, right?
That they have the regular shape, and remember, it's also in the walls of the caves.
Yeah,
where the dragon glass was. I wonder if Jamie is going to be in this line, because we have not seen him yet. I wonder if this is him, covered up his blonde hair. Jamie made it to Winterfell.
A lot has happened, like. We called it a slow moving episode, but it's a lot of reunions.
That's Jamie.
Slamming into the gate.
That looks like a Jamie gate on horse.
Yeah.
One armed. Yep.
Yeah. Oh.
The beard. Dark. Oh, into it. Turns into it, guys.
Yum yum.
I like Captain Strickland. You can take Jamie for now. Where's Brienne?
Talk about reunions.
God. I miss her.
Oh my God.
Oh. Payback is a B because Bran is. Oh.
He would know about his oath.
This is it. That was the end.
No.
Oh my God, you guys!
I'm dying.
What?
We'll watch the scenes for next week.
I am dead. Thank you guys for sticking with us this entire live watch. We are still taking comments, and we'll feed comments over into our after show. I can't even. I don't even have words right now to describe the last few scenes. I'm so shook from the Sam, Tarly, and John scene, but we're going to break it all down for you. Stick around for that.
We need the Danny and John showdown too, Aranda.
Yeah, what are some of the comments that have come in?
Yes, everyone is freaking out over the scene. I agree, the showdown for Danny and John is going to be for real.
For real. It's going to be a true fire and ice.
The Queen of Regal said Danny would save her people and keep her crown, which I agree.
But who are her people now? That's
we're talking
the question.
Danny's pregnant, possibly. I said, yeah, with John's baby. Even though they kept building up that she would never be able to have kids, that her dragons were only children. You're like, yeah, right. You're saying that because she's going to end up.
It was just on their second date, right? In the canyon? Let's watch.
Okay, yeah. Here we go.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, shucks.
Oh, Tormund makes it. My God. Oh, my God, you guys. Oh, I can't even.
Oh, my God.
The after show's at 8 o'clock. The Queen of Regal. Join us, guys. Yeah, we'll be on Pacific here time. At 8 o'clock Pacific time on AfterBuzz. Come and join us. Give us some likes, comment.
All the things. Oh, my God.
What do you want us to answer?
Make sure you have your questions. Or, yeah, if you want to shoot us some questions now of what you guys would like us to cover in the after show at 8, shoot them out now. I think once I end this stream, I won't be able to see all of your comments. Otherwise, you can definitely join at 8 o'clock and comment. I will be on the comment chat.
Yes.
Episode 2 looks like episode 3.
I want to watch it again. Like, all of these reunions will break all of that down.
So many
in the
reunions,
after show.
Guys.
It just feels like things are finally, we've waited so long for all of these different plot points to come together, and here we are. So it's just so amazing.
Send your questions now, guys. If you want to get in some questions of what you'd like us to cover in the after show at 8 o'clock, send them in now so we can put them down. He looks good with dark hair. I can't. So handsome.
Oh, my God.
Yes, Bryce, it was a great episode. Jamie meets his sin. Yeah, I guess the sin would be Bran.
Oh, Queen of Regal. Queen of Regal, I love all of her comments. Lots of thoughts.
Loving it, guys.
Okay, before we wrap up, we don't want to spoil it for the after show.
Right.
We definitely want you guys to join us in about an hour. But just biggest moment for you just in that show so far. We're going to analyze it, break it down, but just biggest moment.
The thing that has the most potential to disrupt things is Sam actually kind of playing the not-so-productive role. He could disrupt the Danny-John chemistry and the harmony between the armies. I mean, maybe not. We know they're all lined up. They're all standing there. They're all in the way. They're all about to be attacked. But it could put an unusual element in.
Yeah. Yeah. I felt like in his face, that was the biggest moment for me when Sam was about to cry over his family and then quickly runs out. You know, he's going to make the decision to be like, I don't trust her. Oh, God. And just having to see them that they are together and now, like, obviously going to be torn apart. That to me is going to be the most interesting story to watch, because that question of, like, did you bend the knee because you were fighting for the North or because you love her? I think it's both. And now I'm like, oh, what's going to happen now? Because he didn't know that he killed that she killed the Tarleys. She is just
And she just found out, too, so it's not even her fault. Like, I mean, it is her fault, clearly.
It is, but she didn't know that it was, God, that is just so intense.
And she doesn't even know who Sam is in relation to John. Like,
that's
so much of that, it's like, it's almost like the sin of finding out information at the wrong time.
Right.
Sam is now in this really interesting position. He has so much knowledge. He has the Bran relationship. He has the Jon relationship. He has a Jorah relationship of saving his life.
True.
A little spoiler alert. He imparts the family sword to him. We see it in the previews. Sam is rising up as a very interesting player for the next.
Very interesting. I'm excited.
A big thing for me, and again, we'll break all of this down, you guys, but a big thing for me is just seeing, really feeling the disdain that Sansa and Dany have for each other, and how much they're going to put that above saving the North and saving the Seven Kingdoms.
Right.
So I'm interested to see how that plays out, especially now that Jon is going to be infiltrated with this idea that he has the right to the throne.
Isn't it a little bit of a setup, though, in the same way that Arya and Sansa were having these conversations that we saw that were awkward, but and then they were totally together. Lockstep.
But look yeah. at look yes. at how Arya stood up for Sansa when mm-hmm. Jon was kind of like, oh, I could have used your help with Sansa. Look
right, but I wonder if it's the writers setting us up. Yeah.
Oh, potentially. Mm-hmm. Potentially, of course. Yeah. But I just think that that's going to, before they can, there's resolution, there's going to be many steps of that getting in the way to detriment. People are going to, not really prediction, but I think people are going to die and are going to suffer because of those two not getting along.
Yeah. I feel like it might bring them all back together because Jon, Sansa, and Arya are kind of not on Khaleesi's side. And now that it's going to be a fight for the throne, it might be all of them back together against...
Might.
I don't know, but he loves her. Oh, God.
And I can't get over the preview we saw of Sansa, Arya, and Jon in the crypt. They're walking through the crypt, and they see their own sculptures. So yeah. I can't help but think that there's some meaning in that. But we shall see.
We shall see. Yes, we'll talk about Sam and his family. You're right. I mean, he was cool with his mom and his sisters, and he just hated, like, his dad was just such a jerk. But I still think, I'm not surprised that it messed him up. But yes, watch us at 8:00. I think we'll have a link up soon here on AfterBuzz TV and we'll cover so much more,
the
guys.
The whole episode. We'll dive deep. We'll break everything down. We want to hear your comments.
Yeah.
Well, the three of us will be around this whole time. So just again, thank you guys so much for being with us. What an amazing, epic first start to season 8. There are not that many episodes this season, so we're going to really savor and cherish all of them. But we'll see you guys in about an hour, 8 p.m. Pacific time in our after show. And yeah, how fun, right?
So fun.
Such a good time. Gosh. And just losing like, unpinning the needle. So.
Get the popcorn.
Yeah, get the popcorn. We'll see you guys soon. Thank you guys so, so much again.